I can build partner programs at any organization I want. I got this down. But joining Loopy, I realized we have different partners. We have different requirements, and they really have to be tailored to the needs of your organization. That's something I like to remind myself.
Welcome to SaaS Connect, the SaaS Partnership Podcast, brought to you by the Cloud Software Association. Thank you, as always, to our podcast producers, Content Allies. They help B2B companies like you launch revenue-generating podcasts. They'll schedule interviews, produce the podcast, and promote it. Check them out at contentallies.com.
How's everybody doing? Let's just start with that. Everybody doing good? Yes. Okay. I hope you're having a great day one of SaaS Connect. This is my first time here. And I'm very excited to be sharing with you a little bit about our partner program at Loopio. You know, what is it that we're doing? What ways we are finding to really work with them and find success, not only for us at Loopio, but also for our partners. So that's my name. That's me, Gloria, and I manage our partner programs at Loopio. I joined in the summer of 2021, so it hasn't even been a year yet. And just in case you don't know what Loopio is a sales response software that allows companies to automate the process of responding to RFPs, security questionnaires, and due diligence questionnaires. So with our platform, teams can definitely just collect all the data, make sure that the data is up to date, and automate the response process, and it allows for teams to collaborate easily. Today's presentation, what are we going to be talking about? So, like I mentioned, I joined Loopio last summer just to build and manage our partner program. So I'll let you know a little bit about how that came to be. Some of the opportunities for improvement that I found that really helped shape our program as it is today. We'll go into the five key features of our partner program. And then, of course, we'll talk about some lessons learned. This is a little bit about myself. So I don't know how many of you jumped into partnerships as the start of your career. Anyone? No? Okay. So me either. I actually went to school for marketing, but I never worked in marketing because the jobs that started pouring in were in business-to-business sales. Afterwards, I was lucky enough to jump into a digital marketing role, which was great. But at my last organization is where I discovered the world of partnerships. We had a very small partnerships team, and it really intrigued me, you know, working with different organizations in different parts of the world, in different ways. It was really appealing for me. So I got the opportunity to take a role as an alliances manager. And yes, I did not get this role because of my experience working with partners, because I had none. But it was a great opportunity. I am a lover of processes. So as I started working with our alliances and our different partners, I started to put processes in place. And that kind of pushed me into a manager of the partner program role, which was great, but there was a lot of research done on my part and a lot of talking to different professionals in partnerships to really find out what should a partner program include. And the excitement is real. I really love finding innovative ways to work with our partners and just tweak our partner program to make sure that everybody's winning, that we are winning and our partners are winning and the customer is winning. So to begin, I'm going to give you a little bit of background as to the partnerships function at Loopio. It is very new. So we started working with partners around December 2019. And we were working with partners in a sort of ad hoc way. So more as opportunities came to us, we really hadn't built a partner program and we really weren't actively recruiting partners. So that's when I joined and my first mandate really was to take a look at how we were working with partners, look at things that we could do to improve the way that we were working with them. And then also just formalize it, launch it, and socialize it with our partners. After a little bit of just looking at what we had and working and talking with some of the partners that we had at the point that I joined, we really defined the goals of our partner program as, you know, we really want to have a network of certified and successful partners that will work with us to provide our customers with a complete solution. So Loopio is a technology company. We provide the technology and we provide best practices around our technology, but we look for our partners to provide industry expertise, services around our technology. We also want, of course, our partners to help us achieve our business goals, but we also want to help them achieve their business goals because that's what a partnership should be about. We also look to our partners to help us enhance our product portfolio. And this goes with many technology partnerships where, you know, they go ahead and develop an integration or we do to their platform. And again, these are integrations that help provide the customer with what they need. And of course, extend our reach. We are a Canadian-based company. We are in Toronto, and we mainly do business with North America, the UK. And with our partners, we're able to reach other places like Asia Pacific and so on. Our partner network, we do have all these different types of partners, strategic alliances, referral, technology solutions, and resellers. This last category is the last addition to our partner network since we just signed our first reseller in South Africa. So as I started, I'm being brought into Loopio and I'm just looking at what we have and I'm trying to put this program in place. So obviously, as I'm learning and learning, I found out there were some opportunities for improvement. So the first one was that I saw we were focused on revenue. Not only the revenue that Loopio was generating, but the revenue that our partners were generating, whether that was a commission, a revenue share, or discounts. So I looked at the partner program that I built in my previous organization, and I realized that obviously there's a lot more that we can offer our partners than just revenue. We really want to keep our partners engaged. We want to make sure that they're knowledgeable about our product. So we can't just provide revenue as the only benefit to our partners. So that was one thing that I said, okay, we need to take this into consideration when we finalize our program at Loopio. Another one was the one-size-fits-all approach. So here I am feeling great. I'm like, okay, I'm going to build a referral partner program. I'm going to put an agreement in place. And everyone who wants to be a referral partner is going to sign this and we're going to work with them this way. But the more and more that I spoke with our partners and potential partners, I realized that not all of them are interested in receiving that 15% commission for a referral. They're more interested in a little bit more of a strategic relationship in which maybe we just do more co-marketing activities with them as opposed to giving them a check when a deal closes. And then there were other partners who were very interested in that. That's really all they wanted. So it was going to be a little bit more of a transactional relationship. So even if we put different programs for resellers, referral solutions, it's not going to work if it's just one size fits all approach. We really have to take it case by case and realize that we are going to have to make some tweaks so that everybody, each party is happy with the agreement that we come to. The other area for improvement was manual processes. We had no tech stack. And everything was just a bunch of spreadsheets and Word documents, PDFs. The only way that we communicated with our partners was through email. So it was a headache. And things fall through the cracks. It's not ideal for neither the partner nor the partner manager. And then the last area for improvement was my team is very small. We're only three. I was actually the third one to join. So we're all wearing multiple hats. We have partners who want to do a webinar, and then we have partners who are asking us for co-branded marketing collateral. And then we have partners who want to learn more about Loopio. So we're all marketers, salespeople, we're trainers, we're just everything to our partners. And so this may not be something that companies can fix super quick because it may require you hiring other people. But hopefully through the key elements of our partner program, you'll find some ways in which you can alleviate some of the work that you're doing. There we go. So with that said, I want to walk you through what we consider the five key features and how we're seeing the success of our program and how we work with partners already started to happen. So the first is partner onboarding. I have to say that maybe this is something that gets overlooked a lot, and it should really be the first step. A very formal partner onboarding process. It's really important to just set the right expectation of how you're going to be working with your partner. So when we onboard our partners, the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to send them a welcome email. Yes, this is not the first time that you've emailed back and forth with your partner, but this is the very first official email as them being a partner of your network. In that email, we typically see information of links that we are going to send them for the tech stack. One thing that we include is a partner data form. We gather all of the information about our partners. They write it in this form in their own words about the company, the services they provide, the teams, the regions they cover. And what we do with this data is that we make it available to our internal teams. So when sales, for example, is talking to a prospect and they require certain services in government, they can go ahead and find that information in that partner directory and get them in touch with that prospect. And of course, scheduling meeting cadence, it's really important. It's going to vary depending on your partner type and how strategic they are to your business. Next is a go-to-market, kind of a kickoff call. It's going to vary, you know, from a referral partner to a strategic alliance, for example. But it can be as simple as sending an email announcement when a new partner has joined, posting it on social, all the way to a full-on go-to-market campaign with a press release, an in-person event, a webinar, what have you. And then, of course, we're going to give them access to our tech stack. That's something that was very exciting for me, having worked with no tech stack whatsoever, to being able to have our partner hub and our partner academy. We enroll our partners in the relevant learning paths, and we provide, of course, information on how to use the tech stack. Now, this is not necessarily part of onboarding, but just last week, we hosted our first annual partner kickoff event. We sign partners throughout the year. So once a year, it's a great idea to just go ahead and get everyone together and get aligned on what's to come in the year ahead. Now, of course, we may not be able to have all of our partners join, but it's a good opportunity to socialize it with the partners that we sign after a partner kickoff, so it is top of mind for them so that we can collect data points and success stories that we can showcase at next year's partner kickoff. The next feature is the Loopio Partner Hub. So this is our partner portal. And we realized that, again, we're a small but mighty team, but not everything can be just in our hands. We have to make sure their partners are self-sufficient and they can self-service certain things. So in our partner hub, we have our lead registration, which again, coming from having a Google form that they would then send me and the other partner manager, we would go to Salesforce, we would enter the information, we will email the partner and say, no, this lead is not accepted. It's just automating that process is really great. Also for reporting purposes. And then again, lead assignment. So if there is a specific lead that we have to give it to them, that process can be done through our partner portal and they get automatic notifications if a lead that they register gets approved or rejected. The next thing is co-branding, and this is big because a lot of our partners were asking us for co-branded marketing collateral, and then we had to go to our marketing team and put in the request, and then things are just not easy. So within our partner portal, we upload Loopio approved marketing collateral that they can then customize with their logo and other contact information, and they can just save it, print it out, and share it as they wish to. So this goes for different product pages, reports, et cetera. Pipeline management, it's really good because, again, even if you have meetings every so often with your partners, they can go at any time into the portal and see, hey, you know, this is the status of the leads that I've referred to Loopio. If a deal closes, they are able to get a notification for that. If the deal is won or lost, they're able to see notes around why that deal was won, what that deal was lost. And for those partners who we pay commission to, they're able to submit an invoice through that portal that goes to our finance team, and then everything is just taken care of. And one thing that we're going to be implementing this year, which our PRM allows us to do, is to activate the rewards center, which will be great for running spiffs and different campaigns. Next is the Loopio Partner Academy. So this is the next feature of our partner program. In order for our partners to have better conversations with their customers, they have to be trained and they have to be certified for them to also grow within our partner program. So the Loopio Partner Academy really allows us to share a lot of this knowledge with the partners. We're able to see who has taken what, who has been certified, who, you know, maybe drop out of completing a learning plan. And maybe we can say, hey, there's something of more interest that we can add to this. So within the Loopio Partner Academy, we have four main learning plans. One is Loopio 101. And in there, partners can go and learn everything that has to do with our company, our plans, our pricing, competitive intel. So all of our battle cards are in there. They can see our buyer personas, our ideal customer profile. And they need to know this. They need to know this if they're going to be successful selling or referring business to us. Then we have product training. Access to everything that has to do with the ins and outs of our platform, admin features, integrations. Our on-demand webinar is really great. There's a large number of content in there from our customer experience and RFP excellence teams. And then we have our certification. The two main functions of Loopio, which are the library and projects. Partners can share the certificate on LinkedIn or on their websites as they prefer. Now, I am not an instructional designer. I am not a trainer, and most of us here probably are not. So how do you tailor and how do you provide training to your partners? Look at what your organization is already putting in place for their customers. And look at the enablement that your sales team receives from your sales enablement team. Curate it, put it together, and share it with your partners. So you don't necessarily have to have a partner enablement person, manager in your team to be able to provide all of this to your partners. Then we have co-marketing. And I think that, you know, we keep on mentioning that partnerships, it's just about everybody winning, not somebody taking advantage of the other. So co-marketing activity is something that we really focus on at Loopio, especially because it's highly demanded by our partners that we do a lot of co-marketing. This is really a great way to keep them engaged with our partner program. So we have different co-marketing activities. The first one that I want to talk to you about is, I think it's the favorite that our partners have. And also our teams at Loopio, they really, really love it. And this is our partner showcase series. We know that we want our prospects and customers to know about Loopio and to know about our partners, but it is just as important for our teams at Loopio to know who our partners are, what they offer, and what they can do for our current customers and for our prospects. So during the Partner Showcase series, the partner has a 1 hour to come and talk to everyone at Loopio and say, this is who we are, this is what we offer. But the most important part of this is that they share with us their industry knowledge, their expertise in different regions, the knowledge that they have about specific market segments. And our sales teams and our customer experience teams, they're just absorbing that to have better conversations with their customers. And our product team also makes sure that they use all this knowledge when developing that product roadmap and also when making improvements to our product. Online events, campaigns, and social, we all know about that. We run webinars, social promotions, blogs, whatever that may be. I think that the thing that we really pride ourselves of is on not imposing a subject matter with our partners, but instead having a conversation and saying, hey, you're in South Africa, you know the market, you know what it's going to resonate with your audience. So tell us, guide us through what thought leadership webinar we can put together to put that and share it with your audience. So really utilizing the partner expertise, I think it's really key on the way that we do collaborations through different events and campaigns. Our in-person events are very targeted. They're small, they're intimate. And the idea, yes, is to showcase the partnership. So we would have Loopio, we call ourselves Loopers. So we will have Loopers, we would have somebody from our partner, we would have customers that use both our technologies, and we want to have those prospects that are either on the fence, that are very close, or maybe a big logo that we want to win and they haven't even considered us yet. And then our partner webpage. So for our partner webpage, really, we use it as a recruitment tool. So we have a form and we're able to just get leads from people who are interested in partnering with us. But we also list our partners, links to their pages, which ideally would be a page about Loopio. And of course, we link both ways. And of course, we have testimonials. Now, it is really good to have testimonials from our partners, but I think that this was just a version or the first version of our partner webpage. What we really want to showcase are customer testimonials on our partner webpage that can talk about the success they found with using both Loopio and our partner, because that really is going to resonate a lot more with potential customers. Co-selling. So we know that co-selling can be tricky. There can be channel conflicts. But I think that if you really teach, like how we've done with our sales organization, just the benefit, not teach, but mention and make clear the benefit of working with a partner in selling a deal, it's really huge. So we have a sales organization now that is very eager to work with partners because they have seen how the deals are larger, the deals just close faster, and they love dealing with our partners. So just to talk about a little bit of the numbers here, this is data from 2021. And just also realize, again, like I mentioned, our partner program is very new. So we are very proud of these numbers. Out of the whole revenue of 2021, 17% of that revenue was from partners, whether that was sourced revenue or influenced revenue. With that, we had a 40% participation from our partners in enterprise sales, which is really cool to see, especially as the company really wants to focus on moving to an enterprise-first approach. Then our win rate, really, 61% winning rate on those partner opportunities. It's really cool to see, especially when we compare it to our Lupio direct numbers. The other thing that we saw was sales velocity. So those, we saw a reduction in about 30 days on average with how partner source or influence opportunities close compared to Lupio zone. So those were the five key features of our partner program. I'm not doing this correctly. One thing that we can see beyond numbers really is that our partners really help us get to places where we have had no visibility or no brand recognition, such as the UK and Asia Pacific and Europe. We saw that they supported a lot of the cases that we offer, such as RFP response, due diligence, but then other use cases as well, which was really, really good to see. And the main takeaway was that they were really delivering expertise to our market and also to our company. So that is me. I'm kidding. So that's sort of the lessons learned, some lessons learned from not only building this partner program at Lupio, but also, like I mentioned, I've been fortunate to build two partner programs so far. The first thing that I always like to remind myself is that partner engagement is going to be key to the success of your partner program. We can't just sign a partner and just let him come to us when he has business for us. Keeping them engaged really is just so grand and beneficial to the success of the partner program. Another one, it's just really tailoring the partner program to every organization. The first partner program that I built, I thought I had found the magic formula. Again, that was my first job, I guess, in partnerships. So I thought I found the magic formula and I was like, I can build partner programs at any organization I want. I got this down. But joining Lupio, I realized we have different partners. We have different requirements and they really have to be tailored to the needs of your organization. That's something I like to remind myself. Also, I don't want to be afraid of trying new things. So sometimes can be scary, especially when you're trying to sell it internally or requesting budget for doing certain things. But I think that if we don't try, we won't know what works and what doesn't. The second to last thing is really build strong relationships with your partners. The great thing about partnerships is that it's not all business. We're really to build a personal connection and just be humane with our partners. So treat them not only as if they were part of your organization, but don't be afraid to just really build that connection. And the last thing is just have fun. I mean, we get to work with people from different parts of the world, of different backgrounds, different industries. So just enjoy it and have fun. So those are the lessons learned from building partner programs. That it's me again. And if we want to stay in touch and get connected, that's my information. I really hope that you got some key takeaways from this. And if you have any questions, let me know.
Awesome. Thanks, Gloria.
Thank you.
Anybody have any questions?
Hi there. I'm not sure if you can share this, but the actual partner portal, are you using a PRM system? And if so, can you share which one?
Yes. So I evaluated a lot of PRM systems. And again, because we require very specific things for our partner program, the one that we chose was Magentrix. Magentrix is a Canadian company. As well, we're not trying to keep it all in Canada. That's not what's happening. But they really offered us things that we really needed, like invoice submission and like co-branding, marketing collateral. So yes, it's about that. A lot of these platforms are very cool. I probably love all of them too much, but have to go with the one that really will work with what you offer in your program.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Any other questions from the room? Making sure I'm not missing anybody.
Perfect.
Awesome. Thank you, Gloria. Thank that was you. Great.
If you like this and want more great insights on software partnerships, you've got to rate, like, and subscribe. And join us at thecloudsoftwareassociation.com. Thank you, as always, to our podcast producers, Content Allies. They help B2B companies like you launch revenue-generating podcasts. They'll schedule interviews, produce the podcast, and promote it. Check them out at contentallies.com. We'll see you on the next episode.